Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers out there, too, getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. The same way, follow us on Twitter. We're there as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had a little message here during the break from Allison in San Luis Obispo, and she said they're just starting to talk in the San Francisco area about Nancy Pelosi stepping down from Congress if she's not the majority leader and the speaker after the November midterm elections.
I think that's a pretty sure thing that she is going to step down. And not run again after the midterms. I think she could just retire. I think the woman is, she wants to kind of go out with a handful of things, and I think she may see the writing on the wall that some of the legislation that have passed through the House is probably not going to pass through the Senate unless they go sideways on us with the filibuster, or we lose Manchin and Sinema. But I think she's pretty much achieved, you know, the things that she wanted to achieve in the House. The only open wound there right now is, of course, the committee on the January 6th thing finishing their work.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's not going to be any credibility to that because they're really, for the most part, now, while there's two Republicans on the committee, they're really not Republicans.
No.
And that the January 6th investigation is already tainted because of the lack of produced evidence that they won't allow. Anyway, it's time for her to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked about the fact that Hakeem Jeffries would be next in the slot.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good example of a leader, but okay. And by the way, you mentioned the January 6th committee. It looks like Mike Pence is going to be called as a witness.
Maybe.
So don't know if he's going to go.
He's been called. He's been kindly or gently asked.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he decides that, he'll show up.
Okay. Well, for those aged 18 and older, The FDA now recommends that people receive the booster dose 5 months instead of 6 after the initial vaccine regimen. Now, just for good measure and to confuse some more people, they've come out and said that Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, they can be shortened up in between the shots by 1 month. So they're making changes. And then we heard yesterday that they're working on a fourth shot or another booster shot. And, I mean, people are just going, aren't we over this?
Well, let's put things in, and I'm not defending anything, but let's put things a little bit in perspective, because I think that the way things are presented may get very twisted. But, you know, every year, the CDC and then doctors and hospitals and whatever, clinics and whatnot across the country, encourage people to get the flu shot.
Yep.
And every year that flu shot changes a little bit because of the strains of the flu. And this is all prior to going into the whole COVID thing from the very beginning.
Yep.
So what this is telling me is the boosters are really just the kind of the annual flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, and that wouldn't be anything new, but that's kind of the way I'm seeing this, that, you know, they're encouraging everybody in the country now to get a booster, which is really, as I see it, a flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, look, it's gotten to the point now where we can't find the test. The tests that Biden promised aren't out there. The
Correct.
People are standing in long lines. So what's happening? Well, people are making a run to the emergency room,
mm-hmm.
or they're making a run to, you know, some kind of clinic and using their tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's the first problem. When the test results come back, everybody is pretty much in some form or fashion testing positive because under coronavirus, of which COVID-19 is one strain,
correct,
we have all these other variants, and everything now is considered COVID. People are testing positive for COVID, and they're saying COVID. And it's probably not COVID at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just a normal flu.
Right. Or a cold.
Well, same mm-hmm. thing.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, because we're going to get into that when we come back, and I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to go to break, and here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, don't forget, you can go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get rate quotes on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get all that done, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together, and you get it all on one policy. That's when you really save money. So the website is GEICO. GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey, Denise.
Hey.
Do you want to finish what you were saying?
No, I was finished.
Okay. Well then I'm going to start a new one here before we go to the caller on the line. Joyless Reed, and I'm being polite. Joyless Reed, MSNBC, is according to the article. And this is not just from one source anymore. It's now from four different sources, including people in the industry. Because of her ratings, because of something that she's done in the last couple of weeks with misinformation that's threatened to get MSNBC sued, she is going to be replaced sometime in the mid-spring. And bye-bye, Joy.
Well, I think her two viewers might be upset, but outside of that, I don't think anybody else will.
No, but she once again misquoted the fact that she said Officer Brian Sicknick died as a result of injuries inflicted upon him.
She's There isn't anything that she has said that's been accurate in the last year.
Nope, but that has prompted a possible lawsuit against them for allowing her to say that, as well as Ron DeSantis with all that stuff that went on, and that young lad, Kyle Rittenhouse, who I wouldn't doubt for a second isn't going to sue MSNBC.
I'm fine with that.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone line, because we do have, I believe this is Elliot on the line. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Hey, you know, I like to share some very, you know, interesting and very pertinent information with you and see what you think. Now, the most dangerous four people to our children in school is Joe and Jill Biden, Randy Weingarten, who heads up the American Federation of Teachers, and newly elected black labor leader Becky Pringle, a Philadelphia CRT wokeism Marxist radical. Now, Becky Pringle is hell-bent protecting teachers who teach CRT wokeism in our schools. The National Education Association have been blamed for too much control over school opening decisions, and that they hold total control over Joe Biden White House. Mm-hmm. Now, the teachers union have become more powerful than ever before. The National Education Association was sidelined during the Trump administration, but have reemerged thanks to member Jill Biden, who is a strong advocate for teacher wokeism. The American Federation of Teachers, headed up by Randy Weingarten, who experts say has been there for 13 years, lack term limits, and they come across more or less like monarchs. These two have no regrets about the union influence and conditioning school reopenings. Now, black labor leader Becky Pringle said openly in Philadelphia, she said she reclaims public education as a common good and transformed it into something it was never designed to be. Joe Biden has given her his pledge to make equity a cornerstone of his policy making. Thanks very much, Captain. God bless. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elliot. Yeah, I heard everything he said. I've heard mentioned in the last week or so, especially about the second gal there. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's not. I mean, there's no argument really here. Is that you know, the teachers' unions are for the teachers' unions and couldn't care less about the students, irrespective of. You know, their demands, which have been ridiculous, that have been actually met by the Biden administration with money. Mm-hmm. But in setting aside critical race theory and all the other things that are being taught or been included inside the syllabus, what's at issue here is the quality itself, because our students are not even close to being at grade level for, you know, reading or English or writing or math or history. They're not even close anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't had a complete degradation of achievement. And we have eliminated grades. Now we're taking D's and F's out of there. You know, there's no discipline in the schools. I mean, some of these teachers are terrified to teach because of the threats that they have to put up with from the students. They had taken out of, when they were defunding the police, they were taking school resource officers off the campus. I mean, there are so many things. I've got a lot of friends that are retired school teachers, and I got to tell you, they get called back a lot to be substitutes, and they're like, no way. Mm-hmm. Because of the dangers, the physical dangers that's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, we have brought in, just this year, in a 12-month period of time, 2 million illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. How many of those will be children that are going into the classroom that are further going to degradate the quality of education? Because we have to, you know, bring in translators, and we have to, you know, slow down the pace in order for these people to catch up. It's a disaster. And you compare the United States to other countries, India, China, well, we can't compete in the next generation.
Well, Eric brings up an interesting point in the chat room. He talks about the influence of the National Association of School Librarians controlling the books that the kids are being able to see?
Well, yeah, I was just watching an interesting discussion going on with a friend of mine about one particular book that's found in several of the school libraries in Pinellas County, when we're told that Pinellas County doesn't have them. Well, they do. And then to see how some of these other people want to defend these kinds of books, and others say, just, I mean, why do we have to have any form of pornography in the public school system? Then we have to define what is pornography. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a bad place.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't particularly care for that either. I mean, I don't, well, I know what they're trying to do, but it's, they've gone way out, it's way out of control. It's beyond control.
I can't even tell you how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
The stories I hear, and we may not have children in the system. You know, my kids are well into their, getting to the middle age.
Right.
So I own a home. And then my property taxes pay, education.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have skin in the game because my tax dollars are going to this. So mm-hmm. I do have a say. Now, how many people that own real estate would even bother to go to a school board meeting and just listen to what, you know, they have to say or what they're doing? Therein lies yet another problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
There's a very active group of people, parents, and the Manatee Patriots is the name of the group, that goes to the school board meetings, the county legislatures, the city council meetings down there, and they're there all the time, and they're constantly communicating with these educators and these politicians. Hey, we're putting you on record. You do that, it's another little check mark in the box.
Listen, you're told one thing, but, you know, let me tell you, the chances of it being accurate are slim to none.
Well, they've had a turnover down there. They just had an election in 2021. They've had a turnover down there, so there has been some progress made. It's not as quick as what you would think, but some of the people are actually being replaced because they're being primaried or they're being challenged somehow, which, by the way...
Well, that's fine, but you can replace people all day long. But if we cleaned up the syllabus,
yep.
Have we looked at the textbooks, have we looked at the authors, have we looked at the assignments... we got a long, long way to go. We looked at discipline.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a long way to go.
Well, be prepared Monday because we are going to talk about Bernie Sanders and what's going on with him and how he may be in the middle of everything soon. Soon. I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we'll get into that conversation right after the military segment. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay. Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president spending time in Colorado surveying wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our weekend edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses where you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they are once you get a chance to listen to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you heard me say this over and over again, give them a call. I'm going to give you the number in a minute. And ask to take the tour of one of those facilities, whichever one works for you. Now, the number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, here's the opportunity that you'll get. You'll have a chance to talk to students. You'll have a chance to talk to some of the instructors. And you'll have a chance to talk to the people that handle the money and show you and will tell you how to get a student loan, how your GI benefits work for you. They've got the paperwork and all that stuff to help you out. So they can do all of that. So check them out. Again, aviation maintenance techs make a pretty good amount of money, and they've got tremendous benefits. And it's not just a job. It's a career, a lifelong career. NAA.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Well, the Russians were called into Kazakhstan for the unrest there. And after several people were shot and killed by the local authorities, the Russians went in there ready to do whatever. And there are some crazy Russian claims about the U.S. being behind what's going on in Kazakhstan. Now, it's just not true. What this is about is the people have gone ballistic over the price of gasoline and the price of heating gas, liquefied petroleum, doubling, not just going up, but doubling in price. And the people immediately went to the streets to protest to try to get something done. Mad? That's the understatement of the year. And then the president of Kazakhstan said, we're going to stop this, and he did. He gave his people orders to shoot. They did. They killed a bunch of protesters. The Russians saw an opportunity to come in to try to stop all of this, and we'll see how that works out. By the way, unvaccinated United States Air Force men and women have lost pay and benefits as the Air National Guard, which is what these people belong to, has yanked their orders. Now, New Year is bringing new consequences for thousands of Air National Guardsmen who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus. There is a court case right now that's working its way up the ladder. What was done yesterday had nothing to do with the military, but there is a court case working its way up the ladder right now, and it should be there fairly quick. We'll see. By the way, the United States and Japan on Friday voiced strong concern about China's growing might in very ambiguous terms, unambiguous terms, and pledged to work together against attempts to destabilize the region. How that works, we'll have to wait and see. Also, residents of military housing on Oahu in Hawaii have filed a potential class action lawsuit against their property management companies after fuel was found in their tap water, driving them from their homes. This is a terrible mess going on in Hawaii right now. And we'll see how that plays out. Now, I gotta tell you that Moss Nissan is having a January sale. And, of course, the Nissan dealerships, they have one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, plus a Nissan and Acura dealer side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, the new store that they're building in Brooksville on State Route 50 that probably in about another 4 to 6 weeks will be open and ready to go. Maybe sooner, depends, but I'm hearing 4 to 6 weeks. Now, the reason that they do so well is because of the way they treat their customers. And it's also because of something called the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, first responders, as well as veterans and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, trade-ins, if you don't know already, you probably do. Those cars that about 6-7 months ago were selling for, say, $5,000, they're now $8,500, $8,995, $9,295, $9,545, and on up to about $10,000. They've almost doubled in terms of retail value. In terms of wholesale value, they're up about 35%. So if you got a ride and it's in good condition and you want to trade it in on another ride, you might be surprised what you're going to get for it. At any rate, let Moss Nissan take a look at it and give you an opportunity to have them buy it, because they will. It's in good condition. They'll buy it from you and help you out if you want to get another ride. So it's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, they get customers from all over the place, up and down the eastern seaboard, through the upper Midwest, out west as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And I was there the day the father drove in from Phoenix, Arizona to trade his daughter's car in to get her a new car. I was there the day that he did that. Unbelievable. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, we've got a lot of things going on in Florida when it comes to guns and gun rights. And the governor has said that he will sign the constitutional carry bill if it gets to his desk, which is a good thing, because it could happen. We'll see, but it could happen. And Eric in East Tennessee is saying he's ready. Okay. All right. And you guys in the chat room, you're behaving yourself tonight. I don't know how that happened. By the way, hello, George, the Godfather. I'll be over in Largo today, but more about that. That'll be done here after we come back from the break. But anyway, when it comes to things going on with the military, you need to pay attention, especially you veterans, because things are changing this year. Things are changing this year. You'll know when you see what you're not getting in terms of what you are getting. All right, I'm coming back. Don't go nowhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And we are telling you right now that this segment is being brought to you by where I'm going to be today, and that is the Two Guys Gun Show over in Largo. Now, it's going to be at the Largo Event Center, which used to be the Mid-Reg Hall. It's at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. And they're there today, Saturday, from 9 to 5. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. They have the concealed carry classes going both days if you want to do that. And you can also buy a ticket that covers you for both days, too, if you want to do that. Veterans, you get a discount. Active duty, police, and fire, you get a discount, too, on a ticket. Now, let me tell you that Guy and his team, who have taken over the Largo Event Center, formerly the Mid-Reg Hall, have cleaned it all up. So those of you that remember what it was, it's not that way anymore. What was green is white, and new paint, new this, new that. It's a pretty nice place right now, and I think you'll like it. So today, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, and I'll be there today, myself, from 9 a.m. when they open till about 2 or 3. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be there. Now, everybody knows who Joy Reid is because you've been subjected to her no matter what television shows you've watched, no matter what news broadcasts you've heard, no matter what talk shows you've listened to, somehow or another, somewhere along the line, Joy Reid's name comes up because she's just such a destructive force. Now, according to sources, breaking out of Comcast, MSNBC's Joy Reid is going to get the axe. Her show is going to go bye-bye because their words, not mine, they finally had enough of her. Now, my source for this information is John Nicosia of the News Cycle Media Group. He specializes in nothing but industry news. Now, he's been right more than he's been wrong, so I'm going to go with him on this because we've been hearing some things like this for months. Apparently, the last straw happened in the last week or so. Now, here's what John says. Quote, Joy Reid will lose her 7 p.m. show in the next round of reshuffling at MSNBC. She does not have a show come mid-spring. The decision has already been made. The only thing left is messaging on the move, which will be ratings. As was the case with Chris Cuomo at CNN, Reid has allies at Comcast. However, she is now viewed as unmanageable by many because of this blog that she's got, that she's been writing a lot of things on, which is material to be sued for. And I'll explain that in a minute. Now, all of this sounds intriguing, I know. And had they finally found out that her blog with the homophobic and other objectionable posts was not hacked, as she claimed, she's been less truthful almost every time she gets on the air for whatever reason. She never really tells the truth. But what she's done that caused her demise is putting out the lie once again that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died as a result of injuries inflicted on him by members of the mob January 6th at the Capitol. That's not true. He had a medical condition. That's what killed him. Now, Reid also promoted the ridiculous Ron DeSantis is missing conspiracy. And let's not forget that she crafted the rant about Kyle Rittenhouse. And that's the one that's going to come back to bite her because he is going to sue her. And she also went after now Justice Brett Kavanaugh, talking about the fake white male tears when they had tears, both Rittenhouse over what happened and Justice Kavanaugh over what they tried to do to him when he defended himself and his family. That man was put through hell. And Joy should have been fired then. Now, MSNBC also puts out a ton of bull, we know that. But even for them, Joy Reid's level of bull has gotten to be embarrassing and understandable as to why she would be pulled off the air. Now, it's happening with Chris Wallace and CNN, the MSNBC Comcast group has already made up their minds to dump her. And to that I say, can't come soon enough. Okay, one last little thing, and then I'm going to go to a caller. Joe Biden's presidency is like a dumpster fire. Guess who's coming to the rescue? Bernie Sanders, the self-declared socialist Bernie Sanders. Want to know why? Because of AOC and company. They forced the issue to where Joe Biden is no longer a credible force in the Democratic Party, regardless of who says what. He's lost his support, he's lost his base, and he's losing more every day. And there will be a progressive challenger come 2024. Who's it going to be? Bernie Sanders. Could he become the standard bearer for the party? Sure. Sure. AOC is just tearing into Slow Joe every chance she gets. Okay. Let's go to the phone line, waiting very patiently. It's been Todd in Tampa, and we're going to give him his 60 seconds because yesterday he didn't get it. So here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just go around the horn as a baseball term and talk about Joy Reid is a disaster and CNN is a disaster. The fake Republicans are a disaster. Joe Biden's presidency is a disaster. The Supreme Crooks are a disaster, a.k.a. the Supreme Court. If I was a Supreme Court justice, I'd take my robe off after 5 o'clock. I'd step to the podium, to the microphone, where after I was done, finished work as an American citizen, and I'd say to the camera, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. And if I was Clarence Thomas, I'd get up there and say, how in the world are you letting your governor and your mayor shut your state down when you have a constitution, when everyone has the right to go to work and put food on the table for their family? Why are you letting a white judge, white mayor, white governor, black mayor, black governor tell you you can't go to work? That is the stupidest thing in California I've ever seen. And the other most corrupt thing is Joe Biden, the presidency. The third most corrupt thing is what's happening when you're taking players off the field when they're because they didn't get a vaccine, so you're taking them off the field to change the betting line. It's a disgrace. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Hey, Lightfoot, you're going to get up there Monday and say another 100 blacks got killed because you don't give the people
say
their chance to protect themselves? Let's go to work.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Okay, because I'm coming up here in the tail end here. Now, again, I want to remind you, today I will be over at the Largo Gun Show at the Largo Event Center at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. Gates, the doors open at 9 a.m. I'll be there at 9. I'll be there till about 2 or 3. Not sure how long I'll be staying today, but I'll be there until at least 2 anyway. And hope to see you. And then tomorrow they're open from 9 to 3. They'll have well over 100 tables there. They'll have guns. They'll have ammo. They'll have bows and arrows. They'll have fishing poles. They'll have outdoor camping supply. They'll have some military stuff there, too. Possibly some ponchos and things like that. Whatever. There's always something there for everybody. And even the kids will get a kick out of coming to see the different things that are there. So, see you there. In the meantime, I'll be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. My regular shift all across the country on these same stations. Have yourself a great day. God bless America and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.